My friend and I were watching Budokan City FC against Boroughborough United, which was poised at 2-0. The most dangerous of Leeds was playing out in front of us, as well as trending on the local news feeds, so we felt confident, or deluded enough to return to the bar before the half-time whistle, assured a seat with a table to boot. "What would make this perfect?" I inquired as I set the pints down in front of my friend. "Truthfully, probably for them to get 3 quick goals, us to equalise near full time, to be followed by a controversial decision that leads to our winner, a rebound off the ass of that fella who joined them from us in the summer." "Fair, sounds exciting. But if we just scored more, we could sit in here for the rest of the game and debate what the shape of our remaining weekend might entail." We worried our drinks a while as the queues began forming at the bar. I've been coming here since I was 4. My father had to drag me the first few times. But then I merrily trotted along hand in hand with him or my brother, sometimes all three of us in a line, as though it took those 3 or so hours for it to seep into my psyche fully. Possibly it was being able to watch all these adults feeling for once, able to leave something that burdened them at the turnstiles. By 5, I was able to drop expletives willy-nilly, sometimes praised for my more creative excursions. Yet I became aware that as soon as we left the grounds, through the arches, if I uttered the same words that had got everyone patting my back minutes before, if I was hoping for another gold star on my chart, I'd find that illusion crashing down with a swift box around the ear. There's alchemy in these stands. You mean to say that these stands are alchemical? They are the lab equipment patiently waiting what is to be refined, the tuned body awaiting the surges. But I wonder what future generations will think happened here when they scrape their trowel over the foundations, find a perfectly preserved foam cup, hold a punctured bladder in their palm. He shrugged as he sipped, some beer dribbling towards his chin. You assume they'll be interested in these things? That they'll be consumed by the same onanistic pastimes we are, lost in the same nostalgia, clothed in the rigor of a practice? Perhaps they will have seen through the bias, seen into the eyes of what these things are in the service of. Perhaps they will have been forced to wake up, boxed round the head by reality so hard, such filigree fell out their skull. They'll exclaim, why does it matter what happened a century before, if nothing is learnt from it? We should get back to our seats. Travelled down one of the few lanes such lumbering sporting entertainment vehicles can manage as they chug towards their terminal to drop their score load, and we left rather sheepish about our half-time speculations, which had been tantalisingly close, yet without a butt. As we filed under the arches, I sensed the same transformation occurring to me, and all those around above a certain age, a transformation I'd witnessed as a child playing over my father as he traipsed the path outwards. Awaits returned. The ritual is over, I mumbled. I hadn't felt like this, like a spectator as I chanted, clapped, roared in communal ecstasy, booed at the pantomime acted out in the spectacle of bodies crashing to the ground at the faintest of touches. But now, would I have to be able to remember in order to have even been there? What had we all just done if it is forgotten, if all the witnesses have passed on? Is that why I'm there every other week? To be there, holding that thread with everyone else? We shout, scream, make noise, but it's our shared cradling of that gossamer that brings us over and over. We are all hiding this need under our raucous displays. My friend, seeing my jaw drop, perceiving a moment my exhale would gather words, swung swiftly, slapping the side of my head with the back of his hand. Another drink?